I don't know what computer needs to be fired at Fangraphs, because I don't think actual people work there, but can you just fire the supercomputer? Like, put the computer in a box at Fangraphs? How are they still listing 36% for the Tigers now? You know why? Because computers can't watch the Minnesota Twins.
Yep. That's it. For computers, Mike, it's X's and O's. That's it. Ones and zeros, whatever data you put in there. It's why we supposedly like computers, because they're unbiased. They can't see what's going on. They can't be tainted by the real world. But real world, it's different.
Or, yeah, like the real world, there's things you have to calculate, like losing your best wide receiver before a night game at Boston College. David, how about some ticket text coming in?
It'd be disappointed. I'd be disappointed, but it's definitely worth it. Watching the young guys play well and watch people care about the Tigers again is definitely worth it. They don't make it, I'll be upset, because I invested again 2 weeks ago. But it's basically playoff experience for the young guys, so yes, it's worth it. Nate in Royal Oak. Absolutely.
So Nate's upset, but it's worth it.
Correct.
Okay. Interesting combo.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely worth it. We haven't had meaningful games in a while. Last time the Tigers made the playoffs, I was 11, 21 now. Send it and see where we go.
I mean, the reality is, unless you're one of the 3-4 best teams in baseball, all you can really ask for is to be involved in mid-September. It's a slog. And I know this isn't a nuanced opinion, and I apologize if you expect better of me, but it really is as simple as the Twins look exhausted. They look tired, and they're very flat. And I watch them, and I don't see an energy about them. And with the Tigers, they're a bunch of young kids. They don't know no better. Most of these dudes didn't play most of the year, and there's an energy to it. And at this time of year, Reek, there's value to that. They actually care.
It is. I mean,
the Twins look like they just want to go home.
Yeah.
The Twins look like a collection of Odyssey employees. They just want to go home.
Okay. I was going to say they just look like they want to quit.
They look like Florida State. We don't want to play football no more.
Can we hit the reset button? Absolutely. This is not going the way that we wanted it to. How quickly can we get to the offseason? And you're right, for the Tigers, but every little thing that happens, they're seeing. I think they're making their own look. They're making voodoo. Their own breaks.
Voodoo. It's Joe Boo.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aubrey, 97.1. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. Here's my take on this. One, look, I'm happy that they're making a nice run, but frankly, I feel a bit cheated. And the reason I feel cheated is, you know, Mike, you said it a couple of weeks ago, the Tigers have had a nice run, but for them to make the playoffs, they'd have to have like a 35-5 run, and it didn't seem plausible. So you lost that energy of a real playoff chase where day in and day out, every game mattered. You know, one day you wake up, you're 8 games under .500, you're 10 back, and then all of a sudden you're 8 back, then you're 5 back, and you're like, okay, that's nice. But you never, not me, never really believed that they were going to get this done. Now you wake up, today you're a half game back with a chance to be in front. I like the energy of day to day. Every game absolutely matters, as opposed to waking up and all of a sudden you've got a playoff game or a playoff berth.
Yeah, because I think what people are missing is, even with you getting hot, if the Twins were just slightly below .500, you're nowhere close. But the it's the inverse. You got white hot, they got ice cold, and then both have sustained. And you're right, it's happened violently. Like where you go from 10 games out to like here. And look, part of it is we started 2 weeks ago talking about, look, your odds are better than Fangraphs. Here's why. And it's always been more about the Twins than you, because you can play this level of baseball and not meaningfully cut into a deficit if the other team is treading water.
Exactly.
It required the Twins to throw themselves ass first into a wood chipper.
There you go. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, I'm still enjoying it because we have a business to run and, well, this is good for business. But, yeah, no, it's not traditional. That's why I said one team in the history of baseball on August 10th being 8 games or more below has made it. 1973 Mets. You're trying to become the second. So, yeah, I'm not mad at anyone if you, quote, missed out on the party and woke up and went, wait, you're like Reggie Bush in the Heisman House, frozen solid. What did I miss? Well, a lot. Let's go to Roger, 97.1. Roger, what's going on?
I think it's 100% worth it. I mean,
amen.
To be corny and quote Shawshank Redemption, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things. And it's been fun as hell every night to hope that the fucking Twins lose and the Tigers win.
Whoa!
I had both games on last night. And
Language. Pumped up, you're excited. Okay. Big yikes. Very casual with that.
Ooh, extremely.
Sorry, language. Woo! Spicy. Wow. We'll just say it wasn't just the Twins. There was a descriptor there. Okay. We'll go to Adam, 97.1. Adam, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. So I want to preface what I'm saying with I am really enjoying finally having the Tigers play relevant baseball for the first time in almost a decade. I've loved this team since I was a little kid. I've only been to Michigan one time. I don't live in Michigan, but I love this team for some reason. Don't know why. But I do need to admit, if they don't pull this off, I don't think it's worth it because it's only going to give this front office more ammo to say we don't need to spend because the core's here. I don't want to look at this team again next year and feel like they haven't made meaningful progress towards growing or becoming a legitimate contender to win the American League pennant and a World Series because I want to win a World Series. The Tigers haven't won a World Series in my lifetime, and that's what I want. I feel like as fun as this is, if they don't pull this off or make a deep, meaningful playoff run, if they do make it, we're just going to see more of the same from the front office and Scott Harris. And that was it really worth it if we're not making steps towards winning a World Series? You could argue it goes either way, whether they make it or not. But
what if they're not
continue coming back to that?
What if they're not correlated? I mean, what if by being in it, it proves the core is here and then they do? Like, for instance, here's where I'd be satisfied. You pay Skubal, you buy out Baez, and you sign one high-level bat that we all look at each other and go, that helps us. Mm-hmm. Now, if they do those three things, is that good enough for you?
Absolutely, for sure. Like, all I'm saying is I want to make meaningful progress towards not just being a fringe playoff contender. I want to be a World Series contender. I know that's not realistic this year, but like, all I'm saying is I don't want to do this or not do this and see them trot out the exact same garbage we've been handed the last couple of years.
Like, I totally agree, and it's why I had such an issue with what Benetti did on our airwaves on the morning show. I just don't know where you'd put a bat here. I mean, it was the most ridiculous thing in the world, Adam.
Yeah, I heard that segment yesterday, and I even told Kenny when I called, that's exactly what made me think of this. Like, I don't want more of that nonsense. I want to be seeing this team going back to the World Series and finally winning one. Like, I'm 28, and I've never seen this team win a World Series. I'm not expecting it this year. I'm having fun, but I just want to take steps forward, whether they pull this off or not.
Yep.
That's all.
Amen. So, Adam, I'm with you. I just don't want to be the deflator now. I want to give them the opportunity to show me. And I've said that all year. Like, while people, hold on one second, while Jim Costa's over here, strike two for Scott. I'm like, guys, here's the deal. I'll know what I need to know about Scott Harris in the major league level. Development-wise, no qualms. I understand what he's attempting to do in the minor leagues, which is a seed change. Mm-hmm. But what I said is, this offseason will tell me everything I need to know. Yeah. So I'm going to stick to that. I do have breaking news for you. May I, before you respond? This is important. Twins have a two-run double in the fifth. Twins are up 2-1. I repeat, the Twins are up 2-1. Now, here's the good part. Everybody calm down. The Twins' bullpen consists of Rico.
Wow.
That's how bad the pen has been for the Twins. It's going to be okay. But they just took the lead over the Guardians, top five. Man on second, one out. And it may have... Was it Willie Castro who just hit that ball? Oh, dear. Go ahead. Now, what were you saying?
I was about to say,
you warm up for the Twins.
Yeah. You know, I'll be in there in the seventh inning.
You'd be no worse than the garbage they're trotting out there.
I think I can go 1, 2, 3. Because it's not like, you know, Sweeney's going to end up being the all-star shortstop next year. So, yeah, you're not the whole, where are we going to put the people? It was disingenuous. I feel like you were just lying to the people.
He's besties with Scott. Ain't disingenuous. He's towing the company line because that's what they're selling.
All right. But going back for a couple days ago, I'll worry about that later. I am focused on the now.
Scott just texted me. He likes curly fries too. An actual line I heard on a broadcast.
That's why I can't get angry at you right now. That's why. as they're tasting great pins.
Thank you. So I will let it unfold. I can be both thrilled that they're in the mix, but do I believe that all of a sudden progression's going to be linear? It wasn't linear this year. It's not linear.
No.
And that everyone will just grow old together and we can have the 28th payroll and it'll all be okay. No, because history tells you you have to spend to win.
Yeah.
So show me this offseason. In the here and now, let's just see what they can do.
Yeah, because I'm with Adam. You can't bring this team back and expect this same voodoo. Because
there's nowhere to put good free agents.
I don't think that this happens again. This is catching lightning in a bottle. Use this to all of a sudden attract yourself to other people who say, you know what? Maybe I want to go play for Detroit because they're up and coming. I don't even think you got to break the bank.
Is suggesting, because some people are going to freak out, so I'm going to do this purposefully. I want people who can't pick up sarcasm and actually get upset to be upset. I want to ruin their day. Rico wants Juan Soto.
Let's do it. And Pete Alonso, both of them.
700 mil and all the crazy puffs he can eat and whatever leftover bits are in a storage closet.
Hey, remember, I was the one that said, go get a certain two-way player.
Hey, Toronto tried.
Right. Make them say no.
Hey, we got nowhere.
That was the only time you ever told me, no, we're not doing
it. We got nowhere to put him. Signed, JB.
Right. Well, where would you put Ohtani?
Got nowhere to put where would I put him? Most ridiculous thing in the world. I'm not asking anybody to attack anybody. I'm not asking for you to attack your employer. But for the love of God, can we avoid the Jim Jones Kool-Aid routine, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where am I going to put him? Hey, David, you want Jalen Ramsey? Nah, I got nowhere in my secondary for him.
Yeah.
I got Artie Burns. Carry on.
Yeah, somebody gifts you a Mercedes. You put the family car out to pasture.
I couldn't possibly get Juan Soto. I'd put, checks notes, Alex Verdugo out of a job. I mean, just get good players, man. Oh, no, where will Brett Gardner play?